Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor for WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us from Florida, where apparently you're having a thunderstorm. What a shock.
Yes, we are. So if we're cut off, you'll know why.
Sean, what's your take on what's happening in the stock markets right now?
A few weeks ago, I started taking a bunch of gains, and I added some inverse funds, and I'm quite comfortable with that. I think there's more downside to go. Not a lot, though. Another 3-4% would not surprise me, but there's some solid support down there. What we're waiting for, there's a number of things. Pricing action has something to do with the fact that this is the third quarter in a row that S&P earnings will be down. And we always hear people talk about the earnings beat, but the earnings estimates, their beatings are lowered earning estimates. So that has to be priced in. The other is that the Fed keeps making noises about raising rates yet again. And that just scares the bejesus out of the market. We probably won't see a real bottom in the market until we have a firm not going to hike rates anymore from the Fed. That's the real thing. I don't expect them to hike at this next meeting, but we'll see what they say about the November meeting. We don't know. And so the outlook there, I think the Fed should be stopping now. It should be obvious to anyone. Obviously, it's not obvious to the Fed. And then we have China, where they were having a disappointing economic news that's turned into a real slump, especially in the real estate market. And so that's kind of put a damper on the global mood. Against that, you have things like oil remaining strong. We have some strong oil stocks. We saw copper finally bounce after, I think, making a six-week low. So, there are some positive signs out there, but overall it's more bearish than it is bullish.
Do you think we're about to see a major correction in the market, or as you said earlier, maybe a slight drop and then off we go again?
I think the correction is mostly in. That's the way I'm playing it. I can always be wrong, right? So we'll have to see how things go. But we saw a real top in the S&P 500 in late July, and then it just kind of dropped and really spent the entire month of August selling off. I have a chart that I sent to my SuperCycle investor subscribers, and I just updated again this week showing support. There is near-term support. What I'm looking for is a 50% correction from the March bottom to the July top. So if you find a 50% Fibonacci retracement from that, that's where I think the lowest it could go. Because there's plenty good news. There's plenty good news. Employment is good. We're seeing increasing industrial activity. We're seeing more cars being manufactured. There's a lot of stuff going on that's actually quite bullish. And you have those stubbornly high oil prices. And if we were headed for recession, I don't think oil prices would remain that strong, especially with the recent news we had that in that U.S. shale oil wells are actually falling off faster than predicted. So there's a lot of things that make me quite bullish on some things. We took most of our games in the AI space, and we're just waiting for that to pull back. But I'd buy them again if they get cheap enough. I am a buyer of select oil stocks here, and I'll be a more positive buyer if, like, you know, things really break out. We're kind of waiting for that to happen. And I was looking at gold, and gold, well, it depends on what momentum indicator you use, but using RSI, which is a common one, gold is the most oversold that it has been since last September. And that's quite a long time. And gold got most oversold in September. It really didn't bottom until early November. Like late September to early November, there was a kind of whatchamacallit period going on there where, like, things were in between and everything. But then gold really took off. So I wouldn't be shorting gold now, even though it's fallen below its 200-day moving average. I think that if you shorted gold earlier, good for you. You can maybe ride it a little more, but we should be closer to a bottom than anything else. So we'll see how that goes. A lot of this depends on what happens to the U.S. dollar, right? I mean, the U.S. dollar has just been on an incredibly good run, but it's coming up to overhead resistance, which is that top that it put in like May and June. And we'll have to see how that holds. What would probably coincide with that is some kind of indication from the Fed that they're not going to hike interest rates anymore, or at least, if not cut, you know, they're just going to wait and see. And if that happens, then we might see the dollar top out, and because everyone's been so bearish on gold, that could give it a bounce. So there's a few things I'm looking at. I'm overall not especially bullish on the commodity space, excluding oil, but I'm not especially bearish either. It's in this in-between mode right now.
What about natural gas? Is Europe stocking up again, anticipating a cold winter?
Not the way that they did before, no. Or else they have enough. I don't really follow what's going on in Europe that closely. Natural gas, you know, I mean, it's been in this range all year. Just a really, really tight range. Now, the only stocks that I've been buying that actually are more heavy in natural gas than they are in oil are those that were able to lock in prices through options and stuff at higher prices. And there are some that do that. But other than that, I'm avoiding the natural gas space. Oh, one more thing. Oil services looks strong. I mean, select oil services stock. It hasn't really pulled back at all. It's been flat since July, but the news looks good there, so I wouldn't be a seller of select oil services stocks either. We'll have to see how that goes. But that's just an indication that, you know, things are probably going to be good in the oil space, because the first stocks in that area to show weakness are usually the oil services stocks, because they get jobs depending on companies deciding whether they want to look for more oil or not. So they're kind of a leading indicator. Right now, what they're telling us is that oil is coiling up, looking for another move higher.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, what's going on with copper? We keep anticipating that there would be a huge demand with electric vehicle construction, considering it takes 277% more copper to build an EV than it does an ICE vehicle.
Yeah, what's going on is the Chinese housing market. The bottom seems to have really fallen out there. And there was speculation, so the speculators will get hurt. They might have to liquidate. People were expecting the Chinese government to step in and be more supportive, but they haven't followed through on that, they haven't followed through on what people anticipated. It's not like the Chinese government promised anything. So when China improves, the copper market will improve. That said, I'm not despairing because I know what the Chinese government has done every time before this, which is they aren't going to sit on their hands and watch their economy fold in on itself. They are going to get out there, start doing some incentives and spending and stuff like that. Big projects, maybe something for real estate. I don't know. But at some point they will. And that's when you'll see copper take off again. Probably not until then, though.
Yeah, friend of the show, Joseph Schachter, pointing out, you know, how bad is the Chinese economy? Well, their youth unemployment is 21%. 40% of their college grads can't find jobs. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, well, you never know what numbers to trust out of China, do you? That's, for me, the scariest thing. No, that's not the scariest thing. The scariest thing is that the government imposes arbitrary rules on corporations. Personally, I don't see how you can invest money there. Because what if the government changes its mind and decides that what you're doing does not fit their goals? You are really out of luck. There's no rule of law as we understand it. There's only the rule of law is whatever the people at the top want it to be. So, you know, I would not be an investor in China. Even though I was just reading about some hedge fund that's selling its U.S. positions and like moving and like really investing big in China. Good luck, dude. I hope things work out, but that's not a move I would make right now.
Yeah, when you talk about arbitrary rules, Chinese billionaire fought extradition for some 10 to 13 years here in Vancouver to go back to China to face trial. Finally, Canada sent him back with a promise he wouldn't be executed like his friends. And I asked him what went wrong, and he said, I bribed the wrong people.
I know, right? I mean, when you look at how many billionaires they have in the Central Committee, within our lifetime, they were all communists. They didn't have any money. They're all crooked. So, you know, I mean, if they're all crooked, yeah, you do have to bribe the right people. They're definitely going to want their bribes. But if, like, the guy at the top or the people at the top want to make an example, like, oh, we're cracking down on corruption, they might pick you, you know? And even though you had to pay those bribes, suddenly you're in trouble for it. Again, not an environment in which I would want to invest.
What's going on in the marijuana space?
Terrible. I just saw that one of the marijuana funds is closing down. It isn't a big one. You know, I mean, there are companies that are making money there. They still get no respect. Congress can't get out of its way to actually not only do legalization, which would be great, but not even close to it, but they can't even get the banking rules changed. So I've kind of given up on it, frankly. I mean, there are other easier places to make money. And so that's what I'm doing. We've made a ton of money in AI this year. We are making lots of money in oil. And also we are making money on those companies that are leveraged to the reindustrialization of America. That's ongoing. And some companies are doing very, very well from that. So, you know, those are the kind of things that I'm looking at. I'm not really looking at cannabis at all right now.
Well, if you want to take money away from organized crime, take away their marijuana sales. It's their biggest moneymaker, I think.
You have states like New York and California that just wrap up the, like, marijuana companies and all this red tape, making it very hard for them to make a profit in any case, especially when they can't do standard tax deductions. And also, their costs are much, much higher than the illegal growers. So how are they supposed to actually make money? You know, it's a complicated situation. I'm just not going to devote too much bandwidth to it.
Anything going on with uranium?
Well, I am sad that I sold my Cameco Corp. Let's look at Cameco. Yeah, that's just ticking me off. That thing's just... I mean, we made a gain, but not a big gain. And if I held on to it longer, I'd be happier. Now, am I going to get a pullback? Like if Cameco pulled back to, say, its 50-day moving average, I would be a buyer of it then. But in the meantime, you have stocks like URG, which, I mean, it isn't quite a breakout, but it looks like it's coiled up for a breakout. There's a very small group of actual uranium producers, and the Western governments want them to produce more. That puts them in a very, very good space right now. So that's one of the things that I am bullish on.
Anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now?
No, like I've been saying to my subscribers, you know, sitting on your hands is never any fun. You'd rather be buying, but what we did was we took a bunch of gains. We have on inverse funds, which are protecting us in case things really go off the rails. And also, you know, generating some small open profits, which hopefully we'll grab when the time comes. And so when the time comes to buy, we'll deploy more money to work. But right now, the portfolios are small for good reason. And we just need to see the market digest all those things that I talked about. Digest the fact that, you know, the Fed doesn't seem to be done raising rates. We need the Fed to stop raising rates. Digest the fact that earnings are not growing as fast as people want. And also dealing with the China issue. If we can put those behind us, we should be okay, because there are some great positive things for the economy. It's just that the stock market isn't really looking at those right now.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks. That was great.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.